Hey guys, it's your best fight friend, Rachel Solo here, and I wanted to talk about something that was in Chris Mannix last week wrote a 10 things going on in sport of boxing, I guess, and mostly about the death of Canelo Plant. But at the end, he brought up something that it seemed like new information to him, and new information to me, and that is about judging in boxing. And so this specifically, that the promoter pays for the judges' travel expenses, everything involved with getting them, the promoter is the one that pays for all of that. And so right off the top, we're like, seems like a conflict of interest, right? Because promoters also have fighters. And so if the promoter is giving a bunch of stuff to a judge, then we're like, oh, well, then do they maybe feel inclined to give that fighter a little nod here and there, or just right over the top, just full on. Anyway, so I wanted to just bring that up because I thought that it was just really interesting information that I hadn't heard before. In his piece, he also spoke to Lou DiBella, who agreed that, yeah, sometimes these judges make kind of outlandish, unique, extravagant requests, and it can make one feel uncomfortable, that Lou DiBella has felt uncomfortable, and that in some cases he said no to some requests for travel expenses, and in others there's more of a gray area. And so yeah, he said yes to some things that maybe, but maybe not, you know. In cases where he said no, he's had the thought like, oh, is this gonna hurt my fighter? So I think this is interesting, but it brings up the broader topic of judging and boxing. And we all know as boxing fans that, gosh, there's some problems. Now, just right off the top, whenever you have judges involved in judging the outcome of a sport or what have you, it's always somewhat subjective, so there's always going to be some issues. I've seen people in the UFC complain about judging, so this isn't something... I think it's something that's always going to exist. But I think I think that there are some problems in judging in boxing that are way beyond just that. My question is like, okay, everybody can complain about it over and over and over again, but like, is there a solution to this? So boxing doesn't have an overarching governing body. So the sport is limited unless some people like get together or some people start to do something that makes it like, oh, this is what we use. And this has become like the new standard. So you take like a organization like the PBC, could they say, hey, we're gonna do judging this way, and then other people would start to fall in line, especially if the fan base started to really get behind that and say, yeah, this is what we want, this is what we need in the sport. What does that look like though in boxing? So I wondered, is it possible to have a separate organization that just like handles judging for combat sports? This is where we train people. This is where you hire your judges. This is where, and they're not connected to any promoter or anything like that. Now that takes somebody, investors, you know, people with money, somebody with the wherewithal to go in and create and do that. But I wondered if there was that, and then you just go and you hire, you like contact, you know, this place and be like, hey, I got this card on this date, I need three judges. They handle, like, they give you a price, they handle everything internally. Again, whenever you have like human beings, there's always going to be opportunity for corruption and things like that. But I wondered, is that like a possibility of something that could be done? Other things with like judging, Kelsey and I have talked about how that maybe we need more judges, that three isn't enough. So you see sports where they might have 10 and they drop the highest and lowest scores, things like this. Maybe three is not enough. I've heard people talk about, and I've been interested in this, judges not being ringside. If you've ever been ringside for a fight, it's not actually like a super great view. The ropes do obstruct your view, and you also only get one side. There's plenty of times I've been ringside at smaller cards, and I'm like, what's happening over there in the corner? I don't know what's going on. So that judge on that side misses. Like, they don't get to see that. So it is limited. taking the judges out and putting them in like a, I think somebody used the term closed circuit, but like a, some kind of a booth where they're separate from all of that. Yeah, there's just some different ideas, but like, I don't know who it is to take that first step to try and fix anything, nor do I know, I'm not sure that there is the motivation to even do so in boxing because of the lack of the overarching body, which has pros and cons as a, of its own. You know, like there's a lot of great things that happen in boxing because we don't have that. Everybody, you know, like it's such a global sport and spread out everywhere, and you get like these big fights made, and there's just, there's some good stuff to it too. So I'm curious, what are your thoughts on making improvements to the judging in boxing? And because I'd really like to know, I like to think and ponder about these things. Let me know in the comments if you're watching via YouTube. Also, give us a like, subscribe via podcast, review and subscribe. And I will see you next time. Best fight friends.